That's good to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think this week you're looking at a World War One memorial. So what's so special about this one?
Yeah, this is a very interesting memorial. It's off the A132 Wick Country Park area, and it literally is in the middle of a field.
Mm.
And it takes the form of a memorial in the ground with a propeller attached to it, or part of a propeller.
Mm.
And it marks the spot where in March 1918, unfortunately, two young airmen crashed in separate planes over Shotgate and came down in this field. Both of them died. They were young men in one plane called Henry Stroud, and in the other plane was a young captain called Alexander Kinnock.
Mm-hmm.
And the memorial has been there since just after the First World War. Originally, a memorial was put there in the form of a cross by the then landowner of the field. But we're told that the parents of both of the young men, Kinnock and Stroud, came to visit the crash site. Mm. And it was the parents of the young airmen who decided they wanted a more permanent memorial erected to both of them. Both of the young airmen are not buried locally. Stroud is. He was buried in a church at Rochford.
Mm.
Alexander Kinnock was buried at Finchley, where his family lived. So the memorial was there in the field, in the middle of what looks like just an ordinary farm field, and has been since just after the First World War. It's thought that the crash was actually caused by bad weather on the day in question. So yet another fatality of young pilots in the First World War, sadly, but one that is commemorated locally.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed. And next week you're off to?
I'm off to Eastbury Manor.
Fair enough. Thank you very much.